I wish all of you a very happy and an especially blessed Thanksgiving Day. And know that your presence here speaks volumes, more than any sermon I could preach about what the true nature of gratitude is. This Holy Mass, of course, we listen to the proper prayers, the antiphons, the readings the Church chooses for us from sacred scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, all with that theme of thanksgiving. And we all understand what real gratitude is and to whom we ought to be grateful. That's why we're here. Not because it's a holy day of obligation. It is not. It's not a Sunday. But we're here. And one of the prayers for this Mass, which together as the community of faith, we won't pray today, but it's in the part of the Mass, and I would ask you, as a communion reflection, read the antiphon for Holy Communion. The first verse, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness? Goodness to me, to my family, to my parish, to our church. Meditate on that, because in one real way, you and I can't hope to repay the Lord for what he has done for you, for me, for all of us. Because, again, we know God is the source of all that is good. And he blesses us and gives us grace and blessings in abundance, not because somehow we're owed that. We aren't. He gives it to us in spite of our faults, our sins, our failings, because he loves us. It's not love in the more common ways it's used in our culture. It's real love, which is best defined, explained, when we look at the crucifix. That's love. But in another way, we can repay the Lord, not with something that, in a sense, he needs and doesn't have. That's not what the psalmist is talking about. But it's repayment in the way that one foreigner, that Samaritan, whom by a word Jesus cures from literally a death sentence. But if we listen carefully to how this miracle is described, he's described as, first he realizes, I'm cured, I'm made whole. He didn't even touch me. He did it with a word. I must acknowledge this. I have to thank him. I can't keep silent. And so it's described that he's coming back. You can almost picture it in your mind. Jesus and his disciples and others are going, all of a sudden they hear this man literally probably running toward him, praising God. And he falls at the feet of Jesus because he really does know who cured me. He can't keep silent. For us, all of us have been blessed, and blessed in abundance, if we take the time to consider that. On this Thanksgiving, let us decide we, like this Samaritan, will express our gratitude by how we glorify God, how we, through our words, our actions, call attention to who it is who has blessed us. That's how we can repay, in that sense, the Lord for his goodness to each of us, by how we act. What we do with his blessings should give glory and honor to him. The example we give should help others realize how good God is and how good he is to them and to all of us. So have a most blessed day, a safe day, and enjoy the blessings that God continues to give to you and to all of us.